Hi, it's Dave. So Elizabeth Warren and Elon Musk have been going at it this week, and Elizabeth Warren is doubling down with these really shady Facebook ads. Let's go ahead and look into what's going on. So it started out first with Elizabeth Warren, rather than congratulating Elon Musk, like normally you would do with a Time Person of the Year award. She says, let's change the rigged tax code so the person of the year will actually pay taxes and stop freeloading off of everyone else. Elon replies to this tweet and he says, if you opened your eyes for 2 seconds, you would realize I will pay more taxes than any American in history this year. He also says, don't spend it all at once. Oh wait, you did already. And then he goes on and Elon says, you remind me of when I was a kid and my friend's angry mom would just randomly yell at everyone for no reason. And he says, please don't call the manager on me, Senator Karen. And so rather than Elizabeth Warren kind of carrying on a discussion, she doesn't even actually tweet back to Elon and actually respond to any of his points. Instead, she goes to Facebook and runs 6 different Facebook ad campaigns or ad properties. And here's what some of them are saying. So first, she runs an ad calling Elon a whining baby and scared. Next, she calls Elon a thin-skinned freeloader in another ad. They're using kind of the same picture, but they're using different text. And then she says, Elon whines like a baby and when asked to pay his fair share of taxes. A 4th ad says Elon is freeloading off of everyday Americans. A 5th ad on Facebook by Elizabeth Warren is asking people to chip in $10 to help Elizabeth Warren fight for working people and against Elon Musk. Number 6, she is asking people to sign up to stop Elon Musk from freeloading. And then when you go to the sign up page from a few of these ads, it goes to this custom landing page by ElizabethWarren.com, her website. She says, we need to change our tax laws to stop billionaires like Elon Musk from freeloading off of everyday Americans. I share some of my thoughts about these ads. I say these ads are extremely distasteful, mean, manipulative, and untrue. I hope she loses her seat in 2024. I review kind of Elon Musk's his tax rate and how much taxes he's going to be paying this year. He's at a tax rate of about 52.65% with most of his stock sales this year. He'll probably give over $12 billion in taxes this year, probably actually a decent amount more. In reply to my tweet thread, Danny Backpacker5 says, quote unquote, Elon's freeloading off of the working people. But then Elizabeth Warren says, hey, can you chip in 10 bucks to help me? Yeah, it's an ironic ad, right? To criticize someone freeloading and then ask for 10 bucks. Tess3m.21 says, is this a fundraising stunt? If so, psychological tactics are used here. Number 1, personify a target. Number 2, demonize him. 3, show yourself as a victim. 4, your cause is the solution. 5, create a clear action plan, donating 10 bucks. The angrier her base gets, the more effective the campaign. It's sad to see. Next, Elon got word of some of these Facebook campaigns from Jonah Kreider, a writer for Clean Technica. And Elon Musk says, this is such a deeply messed up lie to the American people. So she is the one freeloading off of taxpayers while I'm paying the largest amount of tax of any individual in history. Is Senator Warren really someone we want as a US senator? I found out that Warren is up for re-election in 2024. Elon replies saying the great state of Massachusetts deserves someone better. All right, so let's take a step back. What's going on here? I really think these Facebook ads by Elizabeth Warren have crossed the line. I mean, they are completely terrible. First off, she didn't reply to Elon Musk on Twitter in public, and they could have had some discourse at least. Rather, she goes privately, kind of in the back door to Facebook ads. These are personal, right? Targeted ads. There are no defense by Elon, right? There is no discussion. And to me, it just doesn't seem fair or civil at all. Number 2, these Facebook ads don't focus on the issues at hand, but rather on personal attacks. Like, what's the point of trying to badmouth Elon, calling him a whining baby, saying that you're up for a fight, but then you won't respond on Twitter, right? And rather you go behind closed doors with these Facebook ads. And these ads really seem to be trying to rally a dislike, right? Even a vitriol against Elon, and to raise money and to grow a base. And overall, yeah, it's just not cool. Number 3, these personal attacks really, I think, are the opposite of what is true. For example, Warren calls Elon Musk a whining baby, a freeloader, thin-skinned, against the people. But the reality is that Elon is deeply and profoundly against, right? Not just that characterization, but all of those values. For example, when you call someone a freeloader, you're assuming like they're lazy, right? Taking shortcuts, etc. But Elon is completely against that. He is probably one of the most hardworking people out there, doing projects that are completely against the odds. Calling Elon Musk a whining baby, that's like saying, you know, that Elon is just talk, right? And he's not getting things done. But of all the people out there, who is getting the most stuff done, right, for the progress of humanity? And Elon's got to be up there. Calling Elon thin-skinned, you're implying that he's weak, that he lacks conviction. That's completely the opposite, right, of Elon. He's gone through so much. And also pitting Elon as against the people, saying that he doesn't care about them. That's the farthest thing from the truth. Elon has committed, right, his top priorities, all of his wealth and time and energy to try to advance society, advance humanity toward good. And all the while you have a person spreading these Facebook ads saying the exact opposite of what Elon stands for. And yeah, I think this is a disservice to the people. There will be a lot of people who get confused by these ads and they believe these ads because it's like propaganda for a lot of people. Whatever they see, right, they just accept. But the reality is that Elon Musk has created over 100,000 jobs with Tesla and SpaceX directly. He's probably created another 200 or 300,000 more jobs indirectly as well. It could be even higher. And then SpaceX is making the U.S. a leader in space again. And if the future is about space, then the U.S. benefits immensely because of SpaceX. Further, he's doing more for climate change than practically almost anyone out there. And then Starlink is going to revolutionize the lives of the rural poor, especially those lacking high-speed internet around the world. It's going to be a massive, massive revolution. Overall, Elon is creating massive amounts of value for the people in the world. He's working toward really advancing humanity, right, beyond just his own personal needs. And really, I think the politicians and Elon Musk should be working together to better serve society and provide opportunity for everyone. And I hope things can change in our political environment. I understand it's sticky, and there's a lot of pessimism right now. We need less propaganda. We need less personal attacks. And we need more focusing on problem solving, collaboration, and common sense. All right, hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.